Farmers just laid off 350 people in their claims department. Let that sink in for a second. That's not a restructuring. That's fewer humans between you and a delayed supplement. Fewer people answering the phone when you're trying to get a total loss moved or a calibration line approved. And they're going to dress it up as efficiency. It's not efficiency for your shop. Here's what this actually means on the floor. Cycle times get longer. Supplements sit, and the pressure lands on your service writer to just close the file and move on. Don't do it. Document everything. Write the supplement anyway. Make them respond in writing. Now look, the EPA quietly did something useful on July 1st. They issued formal guidance backing independent shops to repair emission systems without OEM locks. NASTF worked on this for years. It doesn't fix everything, but it's a real opening. If you've been turning away emissions work, that's worth a second look this week. And iCard dropped an equipment best practice document on July 2nd. It's not exciting reading, I won't pretend it is, but if you're in a dispute with an insurer over whether your calibration setup meets the standard, that document is now the reference. Get familiar with it before you need it, not after. Closing thought: Ford just rehired 300 engineers because AI couldn't do the job right. Maybe don't let your insurer automate their way through your supplement either.